Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is David Lipsky, who's the founder of Our Freedom Book, which is a platform created in response to the censorship allegations against Facebook that began even as early as 2017. Here's what David said, quote, "I founded Our Freedom Book back in 2017 when I saw how Facebook was censoring and trying to create havoc with the election cycle. I'm a major supporter of the First Amendment, so I decided to create a site that would provide a safe space for individuals to express their own beliefs in order to reach audiences on both sides of the aisle." So says Dave Lipsky. Dave Lipsky joins us now on Vocal Point. David, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and thank you for giving me this time.
Sure. And first of all, yeah, why don't we start with just a little bit of your own personal background and how you got interested in all this.
All right. So very simply, my background is I'm an entrepreneur. I work with modifications of vehicles, specialty built vehicles. I'm actually a builder of command vehicles and all sorts of specialty products in the automotive industry that travel the states and the world. That's what I do. And I've never been in technology in my lifetime. I never thought I'd have to be a part of it, nor did I have to feel that I ever had to defend or respond to freedom of speech of one of our First Amendment rights. So it turned out that the following story started with my wife. My wife got involved on Facebook. She has two businesses there and a personal page. And she got involved with something of the statement, save the children, and get involved with, you know, a big process, which has to do with, there was child trafficking. And she engaged in that conversation like any, you know, good American or mother would be involved with, or father. And for that, they disabled her, and they just took her down for no reason, rhyme or reason or warning.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I used to laugh at people when they say, oh, I got jailed, I got this. I never took it seriously. But when it hits home in your home, it's a very personal, it became very personal. So I took it upon myself to say, you know what? I don't like it, and I stand for the First Amendment. And I said, I'm going out. I researched, found the best of the best. And I felt that these platforms of Facebooks and Twitters and all these various groups are one-sided. And it's the worst thing for every generation here and coming. And I just felt that let me build everything I can, unbiased, uncensored, transparent. We want to conserve culture, not cancel culture. And that's how we move forward. And we also got in the process of, you know, working with our own service stations, our own service products, because we don't want interference. We don't like third party involved. We feel everyone should have the right to speak their mind. We feel everyone has a right to feel. It just goes on and on and on. It's just the First Amendment is it's humanity. And you can't take humanity from America. You can't do it. It's law.
All right, the website, if people go to Our Freedom MG, which stands for Media Group, OurFreedomMG.com, and then it leads you to, there's Our Freedom Book, Our Freedom Tube, Our Freedom Funding, We Knickknack. Okay, what is Our Freedom Book? Let's start with that. What is that?
Our Freedom Book is the alternate of the fascist Facebook. We there on that product has live stream, Messenger, Friend Finder, the whole nine yards. It does everything Facebook does, except for it unites, it doesn't divide. It does not have fact check, it does not have jail if you're allowed to express yourself. We do monitor, our monitoring system is for, and the basics, which is for attempted possible suicides, which there are officials that we would respond to. We will respond to racial slurs. We will respond to human trafficking or prostitution, things like that. We will respond to, we will remove those things. We'll remove all the negativity. That's bad. But everything else, everyone has the right to be themselves and correspond. You have to understand the other sides have divided everyone. We're here to unite, and this is what our Freedom Book is about. is uniting everyone. We have all parties on our side actually engaging. We've had a situation, if you don't mind me getting into, that my monitoring system was watching. We had a kind of an argument going on, and it looked like it was getting heated from two sides of the party. And it was my final decision to say, don't involve, stay out of it, let's watch this play out. And sure enough, it took 1.5 weeks after them bashing each other, like you can't believe, they're now all friends. There's about nine of them involved. I think there's like six Democrats, and there's about four or five, you know, Republican conservatives, and they're all friends now. They're actually, they actually collaborate and talk to each other and compare notes. It's a beautiful thing. And we never thought we'd see that happening, and we saw it. Like, it's so beautiful. We were, like, so happy. It was like that 0.1% that we made that change was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we're very proud and happy. We're, like, so excited. You know, like, we're really making a difference, and that's the whole point, making the difference.
Yeah, you know, there's a Bible verse that says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And it sounds like that's exactly what happened in that particular case, as opposed to shouting at each other, but still, you know, the cancel culture that we see so often. Before we move on to the next part of your Our Freedom MG, that is Our Freedom Media Group overview, if you will, comment a little bit about the fact checking. You said that the Facebook has fact-checking. It's my understanding those are essentially partisan hacks, if I understand it right.
You're absolutely right, and that's why what I say is that's called third party. You know, once you stick a third party in somewhere, you've now disrupted both parties' arguments. And fact-checking is the same thing to me as sticking your nose into something you shouldn't. You know when there's a conversation going on between two people and someone just walks right into it, and you don't know, they have no idea what's going on.
Right,
it's
stranger.
It's disruptive, it's disrespective. And it's very disrespect, and that's what that is, third party. And we find that to be a big divider involving with people. You know, you're basically creating a point system for a negative, not for a positive, and it's just complete pushing of division. And again, that's what we see today for the last quite a few years. And it's just revolved into continuous more and more. And it's very hurtful. It's emotional. And I'd like to say this. I like to back that up with this. You know, I know on holidays, and I want to compare emotional, human emotion to a social media site. And how I do that is I say, if I was to send you a holiday card to your home, and I'm invited to come there, or I do come there and visit, I'm going to look around, see if my card's pinned up on a table somewhere, right? It's normal instinct. It's human instinct. If I don't see there, a pit hits my stomach. I won't feel right. And it's the same thing as, you know, when someone goes to the page and they're writing something down or what they thought and feel, and all of a sudden it's gone or it's taken down or you're removed. It's still an emotional roller coaster ride for human beings. It's humanity. And again, Facebook, Twitter, I could go on and on,
sure,
are just completely dividing our nation, and I will not stand for it no more, and I will not do it. I watch my family. Well, once it hits home, that's it. It's over. You got to come out. I came out full force. No one's backing me. I'm 100% me. I got no one involved with me. It's 100% my finance, and I'm doing it for the world. Actually, believe it or not, I'm doing it for the world. Nevertheless, America's first. But I am doing it for the world.
Have you heard of a film, a documentary by Netflix called The Social Dilemma? Are you familiar with that? You might want to watch
I did watch it.
You did? Okay.
And I absolutely watched it. And I can, if you recollect certain parts of it, it might refresh me, but I did watch it. And everything I speak to you about is
kind of documented there.
It reflects on what they speak about. But I was doing this before that, and that's why when I watched that, it kind of got me so excited. Like what I was doing was like, oh my God, I'm really doing something.
Yeah,
I'm very uplifted and excited.
Do me a favor. I'm going to cut this. Just say, oh my gosh. This is a Christian station, but just
oh my gosh.
Okay, good.
My apologies.
Oh, no, that's all right. Okay, and the editor will pick up at 3, 2, 1. One of the points in the movie, The Social Dilemma, that really struck me was when they had this psychologist, and I believe him, he might have been a child psychologist, but he was talking about people who literally have committed suicide, young people, because they didn't get enough likes on Facebook. In other words, they felt unvalidated. Their lives weren't worth something. And I thought, oh my goodness, what's going on here? And I mean, these social media tools are not just censoring people and so forth. They're wreaking havoc on society at large. It's amazing.
Well, I agree with you on that. And I also have to say this to you. In part to that, I always speak to people and say, you know, you let your children become a follower by constantly following and following and following instead of becoming a leader. And I said that the social media world has done is created your child to become a follower, no longer a leader.
Wow.
And I said it limits the leadership amongst, you know, the generation. And, you know, even though I say that, I feel that, it is still part of social media. But I think if social media, if you do that and allow the child to engage and not be rejected, I think it helps them. And that's the part that I'm fulfilling, that area that will help them become a leader also. Because I feel that following, you're losing your leadership in your life. You're depending on others. And it limits the leadership in that generation. You can understand that, I'm sure.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, comment on other aspects of the Our Freedom Media Group, such as Our Freedom Tube, Our Freedom Funding, and We Knickknack.
Yes. Yes. So Our Freedom Tube is also based upon unbiased, uncensored. We feel that if you're going to put a video up, no matter what party you are, if you want to get a message out, we are there for you to do so. If you want to do it, and if it's creating a fund for yourself or a following, do so. It is the American way. It is freedom. It's what you're supposed to do. And I watched and saw YouTube throw people off, take people's videos down for their conservatism, for their beliefs,
Yeah. Take
their financial status away from them. It's basically canceling their culture. And that's what a lot of these platforms have done, cancel culture on people that rely on you know, lifting people up and helping them through and moving them forward into strength. And that's why I built also Freedom Tube also for that. On the unbiased crowdfunding product, which is Freedom Funding, the same process. We feel, again, why should you, if you need to raise funds for a great cause, a campaign, a wish, education, business, personal, you may do so. No one should take that away from you for a good cause, as they have done. We've all watched it and seen it happen. Again, cancel culture, what it does is it destroys reputation, your status, your job, your lifestyle, your family, and we want to restore that. What we're doing is with everything there you see is conserving culture is what our process
sure.
is with
yeah.
freedom of speech.
We have 30 seconds left. And, yeah, 30 seconds yeah. left. Go ahead.
So my reach to everyone out there is please come aboard. If you want to be non-censored and come to an unbiased, transparent, uncensored community with all the greatness to it and be a part of America, freedom of speech, please visit us at ourfreedommg.com. Pick any platform, come join us. Everyone's there to welcome you. We're loving you. We love America. Freedom of speech. This is where it's at. We come to the table. Come back to us. Unite.
All right, David Lipsky, thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
Thank you.